Now from an authentic recreation of the 1970s to 60s-style Cambodian pop music. That unlikely combo comes from the L.A. band Dengue Fever. The band consists of five American rock musicians with a young Cambodian singer. Their third album is called Venus on Earth. Banning Air has a review.
Some of today's best world music acts spring from the discovery of an obscure passion. For brothers Zach and Ethan Holtzman, it was 1960s Cambodian pop music. At once delicate and brash, Khmer pop songs had something special. Carefree innocence haunted by a sense of lingering menace. Living in L.A. with its large Cambodian community, the Holtzmans and their cohorts were able to recruit an exceptionally talented lead singer, Chom Nimol, and in 2001, Dengue Fever was born. The group started out covering songs that had inspired them, but the tracks on Venus on Earth are all original compositions. They veer between Khmer pop, film noir soundtrack, surf rock, and folky hit parade fare right out of the late 60s.
You live in Phnom Penh.
Venus on Earth finds Chom Nimol singing more songs in English, in this case in duo with Zach Holtzman. But for my money, Dengue Fever really hit stride when they rock out and let Nimol lay into quirky, melodramatic Khmer melodies. Venus on Earth is more spare and maybe a little less wild than Dengue Fever's 2007 breakout release, Escape from Dragon House. There's room this time around for teenage angst and even introspective balladry. There is a thread that runs through the 60s pop that inspired those old Khmer rockers and continues right on in Dengue Fever's eclectic work. The songs are simple, the hooks strong, and the arrangements clever and fun. And that's the stuff that makes us fall in love with pop songs, regardless of genre, era, or language.
Banning Air is senior editor at Afropop.org. The album is Venus on Earth by Dengue Fever. You can hear full tracks from the album and listen to interviews with the band at our music website, npr.org/music.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.